please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora. And we want to thank you for continuing to watch us on another episode of Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Like always, we have three great topics, and we always like to dive right into our special topics. And our first topic is going to kick off with Kim telling you about what they did to her on TikTok.
Which is crazy. So I've been on TikTok, and I'm finally building, well, not finally, but I've been building a following. And when you get to 10,000, you're eligible for the Creator Fund, which I need to talk to you about. And so I get up to like 10,500, it's Juneteenth. And I'm like, I'm publishing, I'm going to post back to back to back Black videos. So I put like every hour and a half, 2 hours, I post one, two, three, four. And then I get a notification on my phone saying your account has been permanently banned due to multiple community violations. And I had none. I had none. So then I appeal to them and I say, how could this be? I don't have any community violations.
No cursing, no nudity, no using anyone's music that isn't copyright. I mean, nothing was there.
Nothing. And I say, you know, it's Juneteenth and I've been posting a lot of Black videos. I said some shit like, something like, does this platform not support Black creators? Because it's Juneteenth and I haven't done anything. So within minutes, they came back and said, oh no, it was our error. And we're restoring your account. Because at first the whole page was blank. All the videos were gone. My follower, everything was gone. That came back. They restored the page, but they would not let me access it. Every time I tried to log in.
So they were making sure you didn't post any more about Juneteenth.
Every time I tried to log in, it said wrong account name or password. If I clicked on change my password, it said the account does not exist. And I couldn't get in. And so from Juneteenth to about 2 days ago, I just got in like Tuesday of this week. But something told me this weekend, I was like, I'm going to get my account back. It just came to me. Don't worry, because I had created a dummy account. And I did the post about them stealing my account and about me planning to sue them. Because I said, you know, you tell us if we get 10,000 followers, we can get paid. Now I'm at 10,000 plus. You took my account. You're taking my money. I don't care if it's $2 or $20.
No, because you don't know. You could be predicted. You could make millions.
I've never been paid before. So I was like, I'm going to sue them. I said, I'm going to sue them.
And I have friends, like one of Mia and Victoria's good friends, they were all in a video together having fun. And because they were in there, somebody's feelings got hurt about the video of them having a good time and said that and reported the video. She is permanently banned. They said, Me and Victoria's friend, who's Caucasian, permanently. And only thing was the only video where she had two Black people in her video.
She had no violations or
anything. No nudity, no cursing, no nothing. Just them in a hotel room getting dressed, talking about how they was going out and enjoy the nightlife in Atlanta. She appealed it and they told her no, due to community violation. She said, can you please just tell me what's in there that's community and violating? Because all we were doing was getting dressed, ready, and talking about how we're going out, you know, enjoy the nightlife. Nothing else. We weren't cursing. We were talking, they were talking to the people. They were on live. So they were talking to
the people. They were doing a live. People get banned on live all the time.
Yes, I watch people who do the slot machines, who just go to the casinos and play slot. They've been like, my account got banned the other day. My thing is this, somebody has to start suing because you are stealing their creativity, first of all. That people have in their account. So if you haven't taken money out your account and you're just waiting for it to all build up, because that's basically what I'm doing. Like, I think I got like $70 in mine, and it's not really nothing I need to take out right now. So it's just, but they are taking that. When they cancel your account, they take your freaking, I can't imagine what law that protects a company from doing that.
Yeah, no.
Because even when you get fired, you get your last paycheck.
Right.
Even if you stole right. from the company, you get, because they got to go sue you for their money back.
Right. You know, and what I'm not saying? Only that, but now, so my point was, I spent all this time making mm-hmm. videos, yep. building a following so that I yep. can get paid. And now you want to delete my account, and then you want to put it back and don't let me access it.
Yep.
And
I don't know. After June 19th, is that not suspicious?
Right. I mean, I think so. That's why I just posted, are they silencing us? Because another man I follow said they banned his video and they won't even let him appeal it. And this is a guy who told me this is his fifth account. And I'm like, I don't have time. We either going to go with this account or we're going to federal court, because yeah, I don't have
time. I think it's going to have to be that, because literally this black girl, I sent Victoria and Mia her song. This girl has a voice that sounds like it dropped from heaven.
I heard about it.
We're going to let this white guy take her fucking music and play it and get all these millions and millions and millions of followings and likes. And mute her goddamn
muted her. I heard they muted her. Yeah.
Somebody has to get a lawyer and protect that. That is pissing me off. Like, are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? You let a white man,
that's how they are,
take your music and you keep hands up and don't. And I complained about his video. Like, I literally went in like, yeah, but I know
they
her.
They complain about our video. They shut our shit down.
Yes.
They shut it down. Yes. They don't even investigate.
And it pisses people off like me, because then I start going through all kind of people videos that I don't even know. Nope, I don't like it, I'm reporting. Nope, I don't like it, I'm reporting. They be like, I didn't find it. Because it makes me mad, because if not, if y'all doing this to us, then guess what? Ain't nobody going to be happy up in this mug. Nobody. Everybody going to be miserable. And I'm telling everybody else to do it too. Black people, we all need to get together and just go through all any white videos you see that pop up on your For You page. And if they don't pop up, go look for them and just keep reporting them. Let everybody be miserable. You ain't just gonna make me miserable. I'm sorry.
You know, I have to say, I'm not as enthusiastic mm-hmm. about TikTok as I used to be. It's too random. It's they just do whatever. Yeah. And I had just said, I think I'm gonna start doing more YouTube videos again and try to build that up, because at least they follow the rules. You know, TikTok.
And when they ask you, how do you feel about TikTok? People need to put that on the thing. I have a whole complaint about mine. I'm like, people report your videos. TikTok ban your videos. I give it 1 star now. I used to give it 4 stars. Nope, I give you 1 star just so I can be able to talk bad about you. Every single time it pop up on my phone, how is TikTok doing? How is it treating you? Whatever, whatever.
Well, I don't think I've gotten that, or I haven't paid attention. I probably haven't paid. You know me, I'm like, bloop, I don't have time for that. Bloop.
Okay.
I will do it next time.
Yes, sir, definitely.
I will. Wow. It really dampened my enthusiasm. Yep. When I did the new account, I said, okay, here's a video they banned me. Here's another video I'm thinking about suing them. Mm-hmm. And then other people start coming on saying, they did that to my blah, blah. Yep. They did that. And I was like, if they had more than 10,000 followers, tell them to reach out, because I'm a lawyer. I have, I'm licensed to practice before a number of federal bars. Mm-hmm. So I can just take them to federal court. And I was like, it won't cost me, it won't be difficult for me to add additional plaintiffs if you don't have real violations.
Think about it. If it's happened to 100,000 people and everybody send you a dollar, that's $100,000 on, you know what I mean? You can start a GoFundMe for that. Be like, y'all want to start a gun? Send me a dollar if they've done you wrong and we can start this lawsuit. I know I'm going to send 10. And if everybody else send 10, that's $1 million right there. Like, come on now.
Shoot. Exactly. And I'm like, well, now that they gave me my account back, I have no standing to sue on my mm-hmm. own right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not motivated to sue for other people, mm-hmm. but I don't feel the way I used to feel about TikTok.
Yeah, but you don't want to mess with me. You like, look, don't keep messing with my emotions.
Oh, I will sue your ass. I'm not playing. And you know, with my truther stuff, I make a point of always having those articles, making sure that I'm, mm-hmm. I don't want to have a bunch of community violations, because I see other people get their accounts taken and getting banned for a week and 2 weeks. And what's the point of all of that if you can't even be around to tell anybody what's going on? So,
and choose what they want, not to try to change the subject or anything, but they pick and choose what they want to leave up. Because like I said, that guy mm-hmm. who was talking about transphobia I'm giving him credit and calling him a guy, but he's really a woman.
Right.
He had his sex change. He hates it.
Right.
She started off as a female, born and raised. She said, if somebody dig her up, they going to know when they dig her up, they going to say she was a female.
That had children.
And she said that she didn't think before she went into the surgery because it was rushed on her. She feel
and
like
they're pressing it. They want to do it.
Because it's a moneymaker. And she said a marginalized community, but she forgot about the black community. Because the black
She said this is the first time a marginalized community has a dollar sign on their head or something. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that lets you know her mindset is right, isn't there, because we can argue that to the bank all day.
No. Yeah, that didn't make any sense. But the rest of it, $70,000 to get that surgery.
$70,000. So that means, like we just said about the TikTok thing, if 100,000 people send in a dollar, that's $100,000. Mm-hmm. $70,000 if 100,000 people send in $70,000 to get their sex changed. Imagine how many millions.
That's millions,
That's millions, mm-hmm. which is turning into billions. Mm-hmm. You know, and these people are taking children now, 12 years old children, and telling them, if you don't feel like you are a boy or you feel like you are a girl, we will. And they're not telling them. She goes into graphic details about how hair was growing in her urethra.
7 inches. She says she has 7 surgeries. She was medevaced for pulmonary embolism.
Yes.
She had 1 stress heart attack. She had 17 rounds of antibiotics.
And always the hair, like you said.
And she says she gets infections every 3 months and said, I probably won't even live that long.
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot.
All to be pretending
something you're not.
That you're not.
Let's face it. Something you're not.
And that makes you happy. You're still more happier doing that than just saying,
that person regretted it. They would not, I'm clear from watching that video that they would never have done it had they known. And it made me wonder, because she said that 7 to 10 years out, these transgenders who have had the operation are the most suicidal population.
I've heard that.
I'm wondering, what about Bruce Jenner, whatever his name is now? Mm-hmm. What's the person that, Bruce Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What about Caitlyn Jenner? Caitlyn's about 3-4 years into this?
Yeah, 3-4 years in, and at the end of their life anyway, because 80, 90 years old?
It was old. But the men feel the same way? The men who become women, or is it just the women who become men?
I believe the women who become men are way more stressed out, because we already hormonal people anyway. And that doesn't take away your hormones. You still are biological from wherever we're from, a biological female. Right. So men who don't really have those hangups, I think they can pretend a lot longer, and they can endure the medication that you have to take and whatever hormone therapy you have to take. They probably can't, because it probably doesn't affect them that much.
Where does their male member go? Do they tuck it inside or they get rid of it?
They banana split it. Literally, if you look it up, which I did one, because me and my brother had this discussion one time, and we both looked it up, and we wanted to know, where did the woman get the skin from? Because one time they ballooned it, trying to pull the skin, but now they literally take it off. Like, she showed you her arm.
Right on her arm. It was a phallic scar. A phallic scar.
Yeah. Which, why would someone choose that? As a burn victim who has scars, why would you choose that?
Because we live in a society where they're pretending that this is normal and natural, and they're authorizing it for children, for men and women alike. But did you notice they were quick to give this woman the surgery, but she said her insurance ran out and now nobody will help her.
Nobody will help her. She can't even get it reversed. The government will not protect her and get this. And she was one of the people that said that she would go back and reverse the surgery, which is
really, that's a lot too,
because she has to take those rejection medications all the time, the hormone medications all the time, to suppress I guess the female hormones that are pushing through, because your body fixes itself. But she just said she's on so many different medications that she, it's not worth it.
They need to publicize this. This is on TikTok, not on mainstream news.
Oh, yeah.
On mainstream media, not on the radio. They need to blast it, but you know they won't, because it goes against their agenda of male, which fortunately nobody asked me that. But the first time somebody asked me, what's my pronouns? I'm going to be like, you can look at me and know what my pronoun.
That's our new thing now. What's our pronoun?
I saw a video saying that people keep going around asking everybody what's their pronouns. I didn't have any before that were so special. Nothing's changed. I am who I've always been.
So men want to know if we're biological women, and women want to know if we're biological men.
No, but now that I think about it, certain applications you complete, they ask you if you have a pronoun preference. And if you look on people's emails, especially the liberals, you will see he, him, his, she,
well, her, bathrooms her. In California has gender neutral bathrooms. And when I was coming in, there was this big guy, I'm just gonna say big guy, coming into the bathroom when I was leaving out of the bathroom. And I was like, dude, I'm not from the West Coast. Do not even remotely think you're going to come in here as I'm leaving out. You need to somewhere else.
Huh? Guess what? It's in D.C. A couple weeks ago, I just been partying, so I can't really keep it straight. But a couple weekends ago, we went to a club in Adams Morgan. I had posted it on my Facebook, and it had men, women. And then people came on the post and said, so I don't know what the heck they asked me, but it's a door. You go inside, the stalls are there, and it's for men and women. The sinks are there. You go in the bathroom. And the same thing happened when I was leaving out. An actual male was coming in. Fortunately, I was leaving, but it made me really uncomfortable.
I was very uncomfortable. All I kept thinking about is, what if my daughters, were in there with me, and his big, ginormous butt, which I'm talking about, this dude was pushing 6 foot and weighing about 300 pounds coming in there. And I'm like, I do not want you near my body or anything. Like, I don't want any of that near me while I'm using the restroom. And I don't give a darn.
Most of the people on the post were like, all that kind of stuff. Right. And I felt the same way. And this guy wasn't even big. He was just a real man, like a man coming into the friggin' bathroom.
I don't know. Maybe the planet we're on, I'm just not supposed to be on this one, because I'm not with any of this stuff. It made no sense to me. He was that freaking comfortable walking in with a female. Clearly, I had on a dress, a mini dress at that. Oh, and he's walking in like, dude, get away from me. Like, I literally wanted to just scream and just make a scene, but I didn't. I was just loud. I was loud. I was like, dude, don't even do this. Go over there. Wait over there until you clearly see me clear out this bathroom. Do not open
say
the door.
Anything.
I was pissed.
I had already washed my hands. I was literally going out the door. But put that on top of the information we've seen about transgenders in prison, impregnating women, the information we've seen about men raping women in bathrooms, in welcome centers and stuff. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me.
Because this gender neutral, what do you mean gender neutral? He still has hormones of a man. He still has hormones of a man, and I still have hormones of a female. And my thing is this, if you don't know, because literally I was walking into, and it was funny because we were in Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and I had my head down, not paying attention, because I just knew the female bathroom was straight ahead. This is another female situation. I had my head down, and I just got finished messing with some celebrity that was eating, messing with them about my daughters, because they was like, "Ma, you better not embarrass me." So I was like, "Yep, I'm going to embarrass you, all right?" So I went over to them, and I was messing with them, and then I went to the bathroom, and when I was in there, it was literally an African-American born female in there dressed like a man in all its entire, pants sagging under her butt with her underwear showing, her t-shirt on, her hair cornrowed, straight dude. And I went and I looked up. I said, "Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I walked into the wrong bathroom." She's like, "No, you didn't." She turned around. She said, "No, you didn't." But all I saw was the back of her. She was standing there washing her hands. I said, "Oh, shit." And I literally said that. I said, "My bad." She's like, "No, it's okay. I get it all the time." I'm like, "No." And I just laughed it off, went in there, used the bathroom, tried to stay as long as I could till she was gone, and was hoping she wasn't nowhere near when I walked out. Cause I was like, this is what I'm talking about. She's probably thinking, I want to use the female bathroom because she still got all her female parts. The male bathroom in Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles was available, but
so they have two bathrooms.
They had male and female in there. I guess, you know, I think they're owned by Snoop, but they
owned
it.
Owned by who?
So, Snoop.
Oh, he owns those now?
Yeah, I last time I checked, he bought it because it was ready to go under, and I heard that he bought it. So
that's good.
Right. So I'm assuming Snoop was like, look, y'all, figure it out when I ain't doing all this gender neutral stuff. So it said male and female because when I came out, I looked. But that was my female experience, that I actually had my head down doing something, and I looked up and I'm walking past the sink. She washing her hands, and I'm like, oh shoot, I walked into the wrong room. I'm sorry. She's like, no, you didn't. I was like, oh, girl. And then I literally was like, oh, girl, my bad.
That's crazy. It's just, they're doing too much. Have a transgender bathroom. I don't care if that's what you want to be, but why does my whole life have to change? I got to start being a cis woman, which we know we're not doing. No. I've got to start making up or adopting pronouns. No. I've got to start urinating while men are in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Why does all this have to impact me? Get your own crap. Get your own jails. One of my really dear friends told me that they now have transgender jails. Are you frozen? Oh, no. Okay.
No, I was shocked when you said transgender jails.
That's great, because then they can go there.
But do you know what's going to happen?
And the men can go with men. We don't need them changing up their identity and being impregnating women because you're pretending to be a woman.
You're still going to impregnate them women.
And getting trains run on you because you're pretending to be a male. I mean, like,
them guards be messing with them inmates. Them guards gonna see them women in there who dress like men, but they ain't got their medication up and developing.
And so my thing is, you know, if society is going to push this agenda, make it so that it doesn't adversely
affect the normal people, the people who were doing everything this way.
And why should I have to change? Continue doing it. We want to continue doing what we've always
done. We ask racist people to change, but they don't change clearly. We notice they don't change. So why ask people who aren't racist and aren't transphobic and homophobic and all the other things we aren't to have to participate?
I don't care if that's what you want to do. Like, okay. I'm not going to watch P-Valley. I don't watch videos with men twisting around. But if all of y'all want to do that, and a lot of women think that's funny, I'm okay with that, but it's not my thing.
I'm not okay with a lot of things in this new world we live in, where we celebrate obesity and we celebrate, you know, trans.
Can we talk about how really overweight, unhealthy women keep talking about they're thick? Like,
I'm not. It doesn't sell me. You won't get me to buy that product. I'm sorry. Like, you don't need my money, and that's fine. But when you have that person there that makes me think I'm going to look like that in your products, I won't be buying that. I'd be like, nope, next. Give me the girl who looks healthy so I can have goals. Because trust me when I tell you, this unhealthy African-American celebration, you're fake to me now. Now this whole thing is just becoming fake to me. You know, I just...
It's unhealthy. These people are going to be having hypertension. Diabetes, all the things that come from being grossly overweight.
Yep.
They can barely move. If you look at even some of the ones who got the fake surgery, when you watch them walking, they can barely walk.
That's not fun. How can that be
fun when you can't even use your body? I gained 20 pounds and start huffing and puffing. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta fix it.
Yep.
And you got like 80 extra pounds.
And you're trying to tell me you're fine and you're healthy. Thick. You can't.
And
you
you're
can't
thick. It's a whole thick. That's not thick. That's called obese. I'm sorry. I don't know how we veered off, but that is crazy to me. You know?
Yeah. So that's it's all the same. We're just trying to let them know that we're not with this whole.
We're back to Candace. Celebrate. What's her name? Candace Owens?
Yes.
We're back to her. You want to pretend that you're a plate when you're a cup, and I'm going to call you a cup. What I'm actually, for me, I'm just going to walk away. That's what I do. I scroll on by, I turn around and go somewhere else, and you guys can sit over there pretending to be plates. and I'm going to just go on about my business. I don't even engage.
No, I'm not either. I'm not going to, I mean, I do let it get to me, but I'm not going to let it stress me out. Put it that
way. It doesn't get to me. I just ignore all them clowns. So what about my brother, the God, Rashad Jamal, and his interpretation on how Avatar is relevant to the life we're living right now?
And I truly believe it, because my whole life I used to always see those big mountains and they never looked like mountains to me. Right. But I couldn't wrap my mind around what other things could they be that was just so flat. And then 90% of them, you can't climb them. You can't go to the top of them.
Right, because they're not craggy enough. Yeah.
And the government, they're protected. Like, they have protection. Like, at the bottom of the base of these mountains, you know, they're protected by some type of government force. And I was always wondering why. Like, why is it so restricted? And now that it's coming out, those were actually tree of life that we had. They were like mountaintop huge trees that they cut down. And I'm like, it makes
sense. He calls the trees that we have now, he says those are our bushes. Did he say that in the clip? Because I watched like a 2-hour video, but he said the trees we have now used to be our bushes, and our trees are those tree stumps that they're calling mountains that used to be humongous trees.
So can you imagine what life was when the air had to be kinetic, you know what I mean? Because you have these trees that are purifying the energy and sending all kind of neurons and neutrons just flying through the air, absorbing. Like, I believe it was okay. So when I watched that movie, I often want to know who. I'm just one of those people, like, you. I'm a visionary too, but where did you get that vision from?
Well,
I've always said that. Like, I believe
in dreams. To learn is that a lot of science fiction is our history that they pretend is fiction, and Avatar is no
question. And when I watch Avatar, I've watched it so many times I can't even count. But every time I've watched it, for every little thing that you discover that you might have missed the first, second, third time, I always just laid back and said, for you to think of this whole entire movie, and I'm supposed to believe that this is just made up, I can't believe it. Somebody told you something. Even whether it was the divine gave you a dream, whether you know something from, you know, scientists every now and then say, okay, I'll give this to this director and this producer and this writer. Somebody told you something. This is too intricate. Movies like that is just way too intricate.
Same with Star Wars. All that detail, diversity of beings and all, it was
the mind is great, but trust and believe, the mind has to be created by something. Something came first. Something came forward.
Well, they're hiding our history, and they know our history, and they're able to present it to us in that kind of form.
I mean, making us Anakis or whatever race whatever the race was in the Avatars, you know, making us look like that with our dreadlocks and saying that, you know, our hair even... wink, wink, get it? How the hair was connected to other people to feel what you know, almost telling us that our hair is alive. And...
Right, and it's an extension. I only watched Avatar one time. I didn't finish it. I watched it after watching Rashad Jamal's video about it. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta, cause I don't wanna see all that crap. I was like, oh my God, I gotta watch it.
Right.
And so I watched it all the way up to the point where the white guy betrayed all the black people, and now we're supposed to watch a movie about how this same jackass and his people are going to save him. I don't want to see it. If you had just been honest and loyal and faithful, you wouldn't be in that place. So I'm not about to watch a white savior movie when the white people destroyed their whole world. So I turned that off. But I did say that I'm going to start watching a lot more science fiction because of the reality embedded in those movies.
That was my claim to fame always. Growing up, those were books I read. Those were the, well, after I got older, those were the books I read. But the movies before the books was all I believed. Like my son, as far as like Narnia goes and like all the, like we would find things in there and look at each other. And my son and I would always tell each other, like, how did they know certain things, like, you know, telepathically? We always had those things like that. Somebody already had to have told someone one time we didn't use our mouth to speak.
Right.
We could, and when you have friends that you can look at and we can have a whole conversation without opening our mouth, we know, okay, she's looking at me. It means it's time to go. And she wants this guy to get out of her face. So let me go over here. It's not even about a habit. It's like we literally could talk to each other without opening our mouths. So if it's that weak of what we do, imagine when we were stronger and how we could, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We could do certain things. But I just really believe C.K. Lewis and all of them were told either by the church, scientists, or something that we lived a certain way and things Black people had were gifts.
Have you seen those videos showing trees moving? Because the planet is alive. The planet has always been alive, but apparently, like in Avatar times, it was way more animated.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's coming back into animation again. I haven't seen any trees.
That's another thing I wanted to talk to you about. Why is that becoming us discovering? Why is it everybody discovering or discovering? Everybody's discovering. Like, not just the little lime under the bed, but literally I was like, okay, I have this one plant that I have been neglecting and this other plant, which I literally love, but the plant that I was neglecting was starting to make the other plant sick. And then I finally was like, I am so sorry. You know, I'm going to start nurturing you and talking to you and I'm going to make you better. And now they're both flourishing. So
I view all the plants in my house as a part of our family.
Yep.
And one time my kids were like, what? I'm like, yeah, they're alive. They're helping us breathe.
Yep.
They're keeping our air clean. This is a part
of our family. And they tell you, and if you miss a watering or something and they start to dry up or they start to droop. That you feel something inside of you. So
like, I'm not doing my job.
Mm-hmm. How is that possible that something like it, that means it's living? Mm-hmm. There's no way I crumble up a piece of paper and throw it in the trash, I'm feeling bad about that.
Right.
But when I see my plant dying, so that's when I knew, I said, okay, this is just a little tidbit of what's really going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. That everything is waking up, but why is it waking up? Because you heard that girl say on July 4th, they're ready to plug back in.
Who's ready to plug in?
They're ready to plug in. You didn't see that?
We're supposed to, I did a video on it. We're supposed to plug out. We're supposed to pull out of the system, not celebrate the 4th, not buy anything, not pay anything, drop out and let the system crash, not plug in.
No, there is this oh God, I gotta send it to you. There is this thing where they when they reset the when everything, like the Mandela effect, and they lost everything. They're saying that they're gonna try to do it again, plug back in to that.
Who's they?
I guess like the government.
Whoever the elite are or whatever, the 1%.
Yeah, like they tried it before and it scrambled everything. So that's why they were like,
send it to me.
Oh my God.
Because they're all on TikTok talking about Ed McMahon never did Publishers Clearinghouse.
And that is another one. Yep.
I need them to stop. I saw that growing up all day, every day with the balloons and the check all huge. So where are they coming with that?
So it is definitely, I'm sending it to you now and we have got to talk about that. Because that is very important. It is a large hadron. Can you see that?
Oh, CERN. Remember I did that video on YouTube about CERN? That's where the Large Hadron Collider is CERN.
And they're saying July 4th, they're going to restart it back again. And that's when people like you and I, superpowers that we already have, will just start. And that's what scares me, because I believe the shot was something to try to...
not let you elevate. That's what I always thought. I always thought that. Yes, I always
thought. Because let me tell you, when I took that edible, I felt like old Torah. Like, I got it back. I got it back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I shouldn't tell everybody that maybe edibles or weed is the secret.
Well, we have a cannabinoid system in our body. So maybe that activated something for you. Hopefully.
I said, until July 4th, I'm going to keep this up. Because I'm like, oh my God, what if this shit? Because I haven't felt that before this. Like, I kept thinking, oh my God, why did I take that shot? That shot really took something out of me spiritually. I feel it. You know, maybe everybody doesn't have that thing, but I know I have.
Yeah, maybe you have to be one of a certain group to feel that way about it. Because there's still people on here pressing the rest of the world to get the shot. They're still doing that.
No, no, no. I'm definitely not one of those people anymore. And I will never be, because when I was in Cali, I literally said, someone's breaking into our cars. And I looked at our ring and it was, they didn't break into mine, but they broke into our neighbors, this guy. But at the moment that I said that and I looked at the ring, he was doing it. So
your intuition is getting really strong now. Yes. I'm going to leave it at that. We're out of time, though. This has been fun. Yes. And we got a lot of good things to talk about all summer while we're enjoying and vacationing and popping in for a video and all of that.
We have so much more we're going to talk about, how everyone is trying to be Black now. I can't wait to get on this subject. Yes, there's Asians tying their hair in really tight knots so they can have kinky afros, and women are getting jury curl perms. Yes, so I'm telling y'all, we're coming back full force with this thing, y'all. We just got to get it together, and you all are going to be so excited to see the awakened Black people that have been lying dormant for so long.
Lots of changes in store, that's for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. We always love to have you tune into our podcast. We definitely want you to tune in next time.
And thank you once again for kicking it with Kim and Tora. Like, subscribe, and definitely pass this on.